Hi, this is Frank Todaro, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Hello, and welcome to episode 4 of Podcaster Meets World, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network. I am one of your hosts, TFJ and Mike. Joining me is Steve Megatron. Hello.
Hello.
Holy crap, it's been a few years since we did this show, hasn't it?
It's strange.
Very strange.
Today, I was like, we need something positive to do, you know, in this year. So I was like, let's revisit the world of Boy Meets World.
This is part 2 of season 2, where we are going to discuss episodes 13 through 23, so the rest of the season, essentially. And wow, it is like literally, I had to spend the last 4 minutes editing the outro to this show to make sure it was correct, because yeah, we haven't done this in a while. So Boy Meets World season 2 part 2.
I'm telling you, the macaroni and cheese had more grease than Harley's hair.
I think that's how they made it. They just turned him over and wrung him out.
And I thought it was gonna be a slow day.
What? You thought we were talking about your hair? No. Everyone knows your hair's not greasy.
Why don't you test it and tell me?
Wow. Dry as a bone. Sorry. Inner ear problem.
Here's a quarter, baboon. Call your parents. Say goodbye.
Harley, you know, in many countries, what I said about your hair, it might be considered a compliment. For example, Greece.
That's funny.
Yeah, he's a pretty funny guy.
So I guess I get to live, huh?
Oh, there's that humor again. I will miss that.
Aw, Harley, are you sure you gotta beat him up?
Yeah, you don't want to do something ugly to us in front of this beautiful angel of the hallway. Harley, why would you waste your time pounding us when you could be spending it with Claudia Schiffer's cuter sister?
Oh, well, I don't know that I would say cuter.
Turn it off.
Turning it off, sir.
Oh, come on, Harley. Go easy on him. Do it for me.
Very well, Gloria. I will not lay a hand on them. Frankie, remember that pinata I promised you for your birthday? Here's two.
We start with Cyrano. Oh my god,
I was like, oh yeah, I remember these.
Do you remember ever doing Cyrano yourself in school?
Nope.
Really? I remember it.
Nope, never even heard of it in school.
Really?
No.
Seriously?
Yep.
What?
Had no kidding? Idea what it was.
Wow.
Still don't.
Really?
Oh my God. What is it even from?
Okay, so it is...
I mean, I know it's like an 1800s play, but...
Yeah, that's essentially what it is. I swear I watched a Steve Martin version of this.
Probably really good.
Yeah, because he played...
Steve Martin.
Yeah, because he played... Cyrano with, anyway, that's what I remember, but there's a lot of other films that have done the same thing. Anyway, but essentially that's what this is basically the whole thing of having your friend ask the girl out because you feel like you're not the person, blah, blah, you know, all that. And I love that this is basically Frankie stealing Harley's girl.
Yep.
That's hilarious.
You guys got two options. One, you die.
I'll take number two.
Yeah, number two's looking really good to me.
Number two is you do me a favor.
Done.
Happy to.
You just name it.
I... Frankie Stacchino. I'm in love.
Where's this going?
She is a goddess stepped down from heaven. The most beautiful creature I have ever seen. Her voice is like the tinkling of bells. And her eyes also tinkle like bells.
Well, that's real sad and tender, and what do you want from us?
Help me woo her.
What?
Woo her.
What?
Yeah, because Hartley was like, yeah, pound him.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes up, he says, there's option A or option B. And they're like, we'll take option B.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
option
then,
A is I pound you, you piñatas.
Yeah. And then option B, he's like, I want you to woo her for me. And they're like, what?
What? They're yeah, like, I love that scene. I recorded that scene. It'll be right here somewhere or something because, yeah, it was like, what?
I've watched you guys. You're a good little talker. And you, girls seem to have a thing for you. I want you guys to coach me.
Frankie, I don't know if we're the guys to help you woo her.
What?
Have you talked to Harley about this? I mean, he could probably help you out more than us.
So, you do not feel able to do me this favor?
It's probably not such a great idea.
Yeah, you're probably right. All right, piñata boys. Which one of you has the prize inside?
I don't want to die before I know what woo is.
Yeah, it was funny, though. And then he says, you know, I've seen you. You're a smooth talker. And then you, he says, you're always popular with the girls. And he's like, I need your help. And he says, but I have to have you with me. And, you know, he chucks him in the locker and... And then he still can't say anything right. And then he eventually figures it out and goes off and Harley comes out and kind of breaks him a new one.
Yep. And then Gloria and Frankie go off because Frankie is the first person to ever say nice things to Gloria. And then Harley is shocked at this. And before I forget this, it is not Cyrano. It is. But the Steve Martin film from 1987 was Roxanne, which was
very similar.
It's essentially like the basic plot here is he plays Charlie C.D. Bales, the fire chief of a small town, intelligent, witty, charismatic, athletic, regardless of he is sensitive about his abnormally large nose. It also stars Daryl Hannah, Shelley Duvall, Rick Rossovich, Fred Willard, and Michael J. Pollard. I remember really liking this film because it was my first introduction to the whole Cyrano play at the time. Again, folks, back in the 80s and 90s, school used to show us actual films based off of these things.
Yep, they did.
Yep. So then we get your average school, eighth grade school election in episode 14. I am not a crook.
I am not a crook.
Oh, tricky dick.
Yep.
Good luck.
I love how Turner is purposely, like, he's running this, and Feeney is just like, when are you going to put an end to this?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I have confidence in them. I think, you know.
I think, yeah.
Maybe another minute.
Yeah.
But they're basically slurring insults back and forth.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's
sticks.
Yeah, none of it sticks. It's your standard eighth grade class faux pas election. It's not a faux pas election, but it's similar to the ones that, like, I don't remember eighth grade having student government. If it did, I remember ninth grade. I remember high school years, ninth grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, and 12th grade that had school government. In sixth, seventh, and eighth, we were just kind of, we did these things to learn about the electoral process and what it means to be president or vice president or whatever kind of thing. I like how Corey starts out being a man of the people for the people.
And then Sean is just like, oh, just you're a people for the people, you know, give them what they want.
Yeah, exactly. Slides for the pool for this summer's Baywatch taping. I enjoyed this because it made me think of middle school and how we used to do the faux pas elections. Because, again, in elementary and middle school, the teachers obviously wanted us to learn the stuff, but they also wanted us to feel like we were being part, like, especially, I think it was, it was 93. Yeah, it was the 93 election. 92, 93, whatever the hell, you know, Bush, Clinton, Gore, all that, you know, that's when we kind of learned it.
And well, whatever. I thought it was funny that Turner was like, oh, we're just teaching him how the real thing works. And Feeney's like, you're supposed to strive above it, not get into, you know, what they actually do.
As well, have to learn about current affairs at the time.
Yep.
Anything else on Crook episodes?
I like how at the end everybody bowed out and then Topanga comes up.
Yep. She's like, what about better food in the cafeteria? And that graffiti's got to go. And first female president, Topanga Lawrence.
Burm, burm, burm.
Yep. And what is probably in my top three favorite episodes of the second half of the second season, breaking up is really, really hard to do because this has one of my favorite, absolute favorite all-time quotes from this era of the series, and I will play that right here.
Luckerhead man! I heard your signal and came as quickly as I could.
Nice.
I love Marsden. I love Marsden.
Yeah, Marsden is great when he's in the show.
Yes, he is. So Corey gets a date for a couples party. Sean nudges him to end the relationship before it goes on too long, but Corey cannot find the nerve to dump her. Will they be stuck together forever? The reason why this is in my top episodes for Boy Meets World, this is also where...
Who?
This is where that comes from.
That's such an awesome part.
Yes, it is. And some interesting casting, not interesting, but also kind of ironic and funny. This aired January 27th, 1995. In 1994, I believe, Jessica Wesson, who plays Wendy, She was Amber, the mean girl in Casper.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. And I was like, wait, what's she doing on, not now, but when I had first seen this back in the day, I'm like, wait.
She was also on Home Improvement.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, she was in a lot of stuff at that time.
Flipper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, breaking up is really, really hard to do. This is, like I said, it's in my top for the second season, for the second part of the second season here. Up next, we have Danger Boy. When Eric's girlfriend's younger cousin comes to town, Eric asks Sean instead of Corey out on a double date, angering Corey and leading him to confront Eric in front of the girls. Also, Mr. Feeney is insulted when the staff assumes he wants to head the most boring clubs. The one thing I love about this show is that it mixes the kids' stuff with the adults stuff.
Well, it shows that they're not that much different.
Uh-huh.
They both deal with the same issues, just in a bigger or larger or smaller scale.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. This is one of my favorite episodes, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you get that dynamic with Feeney and Corey, and then the fact that Eric's trying to play up his brother to his girlfriend's, you know, for the younger cousin, and he's like, oh, he's so mature, and then he comes out and he says, look, I'm a fountain. And he's spraying water, and then, you know, Sean comes down and he's like just very blunt and honest about his opinion of her. And it was basically the beginning of the end for Corey.
Mm-hmm. Yep, pretty much. Yeah, I love this episode, too. This is fun.
The ending is awesome.
Oh, the ending is awesome.
I love where they go on the roller coaster to prove a point, and then they're in the opposite seats when they come down.
Yeah.
And they both look like they're just, like, ready to, like, Feeney looks like he had a heart attack and died, and he's stuck that way.
Mm-hmm.
And and then they both trick
Eric and Hunter,
you know, and
no, it was Eric and Mr. Turner.
Yeah, it was Eric and Turner and kicked him in the thing and strapped him in, and yep. shot it out. And then the high five at the end. It was just great.
It was so fun. So good. Up next is On the Air.
Another one of my favorites.
Yes, another one of my favorites, too. School's radio station is so boring. Corey and Sean can't even make it more interesting until they hit on one of the one thing that really gets people's attention, lunchtime lust. Will the teachers let them get away with it? Meanwhile, Eric enters a magazine sweepstakes. Oh, Eric.
This is like this season, you start getting some of the inklings of how stupid Eric becomes. Yes. Like it, how it progressively gets worse. And this is one of those episodes.
Yes.
Just because he's like, oh, I signed up. You know, he says, I'm going to win the sweepstakes. And he's mm-hmm. like, I signed up one name under every, you know,
mm-hmm.
book of the alphabet or, you know, oh, for this. And then, you know, he's trying to read and act like he's going to win millions. And the payoff at the end is hilarious. but the radio station thing where they stumble upon mm-hmm. that program
mm-hmm.
and, you know, have these girls that are all interested in getting on the radio and whatnot. Yep. And then he shuts them down and then they enact the pirate radio clause.
Yep.
And the only reason they got caught was because
they mentioned where they were. Yeah. Well,
Sean says, oh, I put the tapes behind the janitor's dump, you know, yep. bucket. And then he goes in there and catches them. And, but it was funny to hear them, you know, have to deal with the issue when they're sitting down with Turner.
Yeah.
And
no,
he put them on the air anyway.
Right. Right. And I love how this is done. Is that, you know, you have the whole school radio station thing. Always wanted to do that when I was in school. Never did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had in junior and senior year of high school, I was in a media class and I did make several videos and everything like that. But we were never we had a broadcast television studio thing at the time. We actually had one of the local news stations at the time donated their old set. The weather guy brought, you know, came down with the guys bringing the old set down to the school. So that was kind of fun. But I never actually had the whole radio station, you know, thing in school. And I always wanted to do that. And then at the end, we get Robin Leach himself. And sadly, the man's no longer with us.
And then the fact that he won, but under one of the fake names he created.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
It's like, you big idiot.
Like the people next door.
Or actually, it was the people next door.
Yeah, that's what it was. People next door aren't home, so we're going to sit here. And, you know, oh, Robin Leach. Missed that man. And Eric, I will say he does get a little bit smarter, but it does still angle downwards because they're making him this kind of idiot savant character, but at mm-hmm. least he finally, in episode 18 of season 2, the 40th episode overall, by hook or by crook, an attractive history tutor helps Eric prepare for a test that might raise his grade average enough to allow him to go on a school trip to Europe, then offers to help him cheat because she finds him attractive, and that's the only reason.
Yep.
But I remember this. This is another one of those episodes I remember specifically for the guest star, Terry Evans, as Tori. I remember her because she was on, I want to say All My Children. She was on a soap for a number of years. She's just she's one of those actresses that she wasn't in a lot, but what she was in and seeing her was like, ooh, I remember that voice. I remember that face. And yeah. But again, this episode is also teaching lessons. Like, Eric isn't just a pretty face. Eric isn't just a moron. He knows how to do it. He just has to apply himself.
Yeah.
I don't even think the boys had much to do in this episode. I don't remember what they were even doing.
Yeah, I don't think it was much.
This one, yeah, no, this is an all Eric episode, which is fine. That's not a bad thing at all. Episode 19, Wrong Side of the Tracks. A demoralized, disheartened Sean hangs out with Harley Kiner and his thugs. Much to Corey and Mr. Turner's dismay when he gets dumped by a nice girl, while Eric gets a dream skating lesson from Nancy Kerrigan. I thought this was great. I thought this was really... This is not... I don't want to say it's the beginning of Sean's characterization, because he's had characterization already.
But he starts getting more rebellious.
This is like getting into his brain, getting into how he feels. And all of that, and this, from this point on up until the end of Girl Meets World, is kind of where his character trajectory goes, you know, starts from and goes. This episode also broke my heart because they replaced Danny McNulty with Kenny Johnston as Harley Kiner. I don't like it.
I don't like any time that they replace an actor.
Yeah. I don't mind if they add a new role, and like if Harley has gone off to boot camp or juvie or whatever, like if the Harley character has left and they bring in a new character, like they're going to do here soon that we'll mention in a minute. I don't mind that at all. I think that's great. I think that's cool. You're kind of keeping the whole thing, you know, going, the whole dynamic, except it's with somebody new, and that's fine. In the perfect example of this is the next episode, Pop Quiz. Sean and Corey accidentally discover the date and topic of a forthcoming test. Frankie and Joey search for a new leader after being rejected by Harley Kiner. The replacement by Harley Kiner, the replacement Griff Hawkins. Griff is played by Adam Scott. I like Griff. I really like Griff. Griff is a good foil for Mr. Feeney.
Well, I liked his character better than the replacement version of
Harley.
Of Harley.
Yeah.
Don't they bring back... I'm pretty sure they bring him back.
They bring back Danny McNulty in Girl Meets World, I believe. He shows up as the janitor, I think.
Well, I think he comes back in an episode to confront Griff.
Maybe.
I think it's season 3, though.
Okay, probably. Not sure. So up next we have the Thrilla in Phila. Corey joins the wrestling team. And he has to fight Frankie. he does fight Frankie, but he has to fight Joey. And this also has Yasmin Bleeth as herself in this one, because I believe she plays one of the ring girls. This also has Robert Goulet as himself.
Interesting.
Leon White as Vader. So there's that. I like this one. This is, you know, Corey trying to...
Find his place.
Find his place and... You know, and of course it's because the yearbook things are, you know, he wants to add an extracurricular activity to the yearbook thing, and they're doing the yearbooks. And by the end of this, this is kind of where I want to say my personal opinion is where Corey and Topanga kind of cement their future relationship, even though it's probably going to start by the next episode or the next couple episodes.
Yeah.
Because they each put the same quote in the yearbook for that year.
Nice.
And then episode 22 and 23 are kind of a two-parter, sort of. We have career day for 22 and home for 23. Sean is left feeling like a fifth wheel in Corey's house when his mother drives off with the family's mobile home and his father leaves to track her down. And then in home, after staying with Corey's family for 3 weeks and not exactly fitting in, Sean searches for a more permanent home. Meanwhile, Feeney takes advantage of the fact that Eric needs help to study for his SATs by making him do yard work. I again, love this because you have the whole Sean thing, his whole backstory, the fact that his mom ran out on them. I don't love that, obviously, but I'm saying that I love this character progression. Right. Character progression and the fact that, you know, you have his dad there. Oh, career day, his dad. Oh, man, he's a hoot and a half. Chet Hunter. Oh, boy. Whew, hoot and a half. I think this is a interesting way to end season two on this note.
Yeah, I kind of agree. It kind of leaves it. Well, one, you start getting Sean trying to find his independence and who he is aside from, mm-hmm. you know, Chet Hunter's son, who, you know, his dad and his mom kind of abandoned him mm-hmm. consistently. So you start having that baggage show up more and more, which, you know, affects him and damages him as he gets older. So, yep. I mean, there's that. And then you have the final appearance of this version of Morgan Matthews.
Oh, Lily Nixay. I love yep. her. I think she is great. I do really like who they get to replace her.
And Lindsay Ridgway.
Yeah, Lindsay Ridgway. I don't mind this because I understand it. Lily is growing up. She's changing. Maybe they wanted to go in a different direction, but they can still kind of have the same character. And later on down the line, when we get to Girl Meets World, we have a reunion with the Matthews sisters. And that's just fun. That's just fun and interesting and how they call back to all that. And very, very cool.
Yep.
Topanga wasn't in a lot of these second half of episodes. She was in a few, but most of the notes on Wikipedia are, you know, absent Topanga, absent Topanga, absent Topanga.
Well, and then it's kind of a tie with yeah. her and Alan Matthews in the next season.
Yeah.
And a few other rando characters that. But I mean, between those two, they're pretty consistently absent.
Yeah.
In the next season too. It's not, I don't think it's until the following season, like season four, when Topanga really kind of sticks.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, with William Russ as Alan Matthews, maybe he's at work. I don't know. I don't remember a lot. I mean, obviously, we're still going to watch season three and we're still going to whatever. But just kind of briefly looking over the episode lists, I do not remember much about season three. So it's going to be an interesting two-part episode, folks, coming up where we do the since there are 22, so we'll do 11 and 11. So the first 11 episodes will be part one, and then obviously the second 11 will be part two. So that's going to be fun. That will be coming more than, you know, more sooner than 3 years from now. You know, if we did, ooh, I have an idea. No, we can't stretch it out that long. I was going to say we could stretch this out to 2023 and that way it'd be the 30th anniversary of the Boy Meets World.
Well, never say never. You don't know.
Yeah. We don't know. Overall second half and overall for the whole season of season two, what are your final thoughts?
I think I enjoyed what it had to offer. I do look forward to some of the later adventures and mm-hmm. Issues that they deal with, but it shows a very young family and, you know, the growing pains that come along with it and mostly, you know, middle school.
Yeah. Cause next time they go to high school, well, I mean, yeah, well, yeah. high school is kind of next. So very cool, very cool.
Here he is. Wow, look at him. Cool, confident. I changed my mind. I can't talk to him.
Hey, hey, don't get shy on me now. You guys are perfect for each other.
Yeah, but... Oh, no, he's looking this way. Joey, hide me.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Hey, guys, guys. All right, look, he's all by himself. Why don't you go make your move? Hey, Griff!
Do I know you?
No, but as a guy with quite a reputation myself, I admire your work. Eric Matthews.
Hey, how are you?
I was wondering if you knew my friends, Joey and Frankie.
Hi, I'm Joey. This is Frankie.
Hello.
I saw you guys. I saw you guys hanging out at school.
Huh?
You sure it was us?
Well, you were the guys sucking quarters out of the soda machine, right?
Oh, yeah, you want change for a dollar. Frankie, Bert.
It's okay. It's okay. So what can I do for you?
Well, actually, Griff, I think the question is, what can they do for you?
We're lackeys.
Second half for season 2, 0 to 5. What are you going to give it?
I'll give it about a 4. I enjoyed it overall. There were a few episodes with cringe moments or things I didn't realize were slipped in there when I was younger, but catch them now.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 4 as well for the same reason. Overall, I very much enjoyed the second half. There are a lot more episodes that I enjoy than I don't enjoy. Again, Sean's character development, you know, kind of really picking up here and seeing his home life and how the show isn't just about Corey and his family. It's about the mix of everybody. And that's what, you know, what we kind of said at the beginning, where they mix in the adult stuff and the kid stuff all at the same time. Man, TGIF, whew. This show. I love this show. It's so fun looking back on it now because it makes me think of half the stuff I was going through back then, and I had completely different journey than what either Corey or Sean or any of these characters had in this show. But
oh yeah, totally.
I can still relate to a lot of the issues that they went through.
Yep.
So there is that. We're going to take one quick break, folks, and we'll come back to close the show after this.
I know what we're doing today.
Okay, Michael, if we're going to tackle this podcast thing, we've got to do something really special. It has to be cool, daily, in audio form, and undetectable by radar. Something that screams summer. I know, let's do a Phineas and Ferb review podcast. We'll call it the Podcast Organization Without a Cool Acronym, or PALCA for short. What do you think?
I think if we're not careful, Kansas is going to bust us.
You can find PALCA on the GeekCast Radio Network, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all of the other methods you find podcasts.
Okay, then. Carry on.
Hey, it's Wes from Popping Off Toys. Wanted to let you know about poppingofftoys.com. We can be your number one source for Funko collectible figures to add to your ever-growing collection. If you're in Nashville, Tennessee, we actually have a retail store that you can come by, 5916 Charlotte Pike. And for the rest of us, poppingofftoys.com is always open, and you can check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and even TikTok. And the name is just simply Popping Off Toys. Thank you so much, and always keep it popping.
Dacian, the superhero webcomic. Dacian's got superhero antics and sexy girls. For action, comedy, mayhem, and more, read it now at Dacian.com. Dacian.com.
Because the world needs another movie podcast.
The GeekCast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinema Geek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news, play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series, where we review noted directors' movies film by film.
Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinema Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or geekcastradio.com.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk...
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Car, car.
download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
All right, we are back, and Boy Meets World Season 3, Part 1 will be coming soon. Thank you for joining us here on Podcaster Meets World. There are so many ways to get in contact with us to leave feedback for the show. Visit the website geekcastradio.com, where you can listen to and comment on all of our content. Send us email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. Here are all the ways you can listen to us nowadays. Apple and Google Podcasts. Leave us reviews, please. Spotify and any other podcatching client you choose to use. Follow us on Twitter @geekcastradio is for the network. I am @TFG1Mike. What are your Twitters?
@SCP21 and @SteveFillipsVO.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. Join us next time, as I mentioned, Boy Meets World Season 3, Part 1, the first 11 episodes of Season 3. Very, very fun. Very, very cool. For now, I am TFU and Mike with
Steve Megatron.
Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next time here on Podcaster Meets World.
Look, baby geeks discovering the female of the species. I say we tag them and return next spring.
Why don't you return never?
They attempt to protect themselves by puffing up.
I don't see you guys with any girls.
Oh, please. We only hunt when we need to hunt. Ha ha ha. Wabbit season.